Well, I love to see your faces. That's why I wanted to be up here to pray. Let's pray again as we enter this sermon time. Lord Jesus, we really are thankful for what you did in the Garden of Gethsemane. We know what you did on the cross, and it was so wonderful. But what you went through in the Garden of Gethsemane is something we can identify with, because we go through struggles about surrendering what our will is to what your will is. What to do, where to go, what to say. We have ideas about that. And we really want to know what you want us to do, where you want us to go, what you want us to say. So bless us now as we look in this passage. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God created us in his image. I've said that many, many times in sermons. But why? Well, he gave us minds to reason and emotions to feel and a will to choose so that we could work with him as co-creators in this creation that he's created. But our first parents made some wrong choices, or made a big wrong choice, and that gave us a fallen world where we live together as broken people. Broken people, and by that I mean we follow suit of our first parents making wrong choices that hurt ourselves and hurt others. So into this human condition that we're so familiar with, Jesus came teaching us to say something, or teaching us to ask a special request of God the Father. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And again, Romans 14:17 tells us what the kingdom is. The kingdom is of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is God's will. It's God's will that these kingdom elements, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, rule in us as individuals and in all the world's societies. That's His will. If you really want to know it, we think about, what is God's will? It's for the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy to rule in everyone's heart, everywhere, and every other place in the world. Well, His will is in conflict with the kingdoms of self and of selfishness that have been built up within individuals and the societies that people live in. So Jesus came to deliver us from the sin and the sin disease that caused these kingdoms to be built up. They're dysfunctional human kingdoms. So His follow me calls us to choose God's will with our will. Use this will we've been given as in His image. Use that will to choose God's will, which is the kingdom will. So it begins with prayer. We choose, first of all, through prayer. And the best prayer we can pray is for God's kingdom will to be done. But in trying to pray that, we face a temptation problem. In verse 40, on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. And in verse 46, he repeats it. Why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. What is temptation? Most often, temptation is being lured to say, my will, instead of thy will be done. My will be done, instead of thy will be done. Satan tempted Jesus in the desert to do things that were on his own rather than for him to wait upon the Father's leading. And even later on, when on the day that Jesus ascended, his disciples, they still had ideas of their own. They still had ideas. In Acts 1:6, they asked Jesus, Lord, Are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? God sees all things clearly. Oftentimes, we tend to pray to God and ask Him, Lord, work the way that I see it. I mean, I'm going to tell you what you need to do here. Listen to your prayers sometimes. I find myself praying that a lot. Lord, this is what needs to be done here. So we say, do it my way, Lord. Do it my way. But God sees all things clearly, and He sets a priority on this. He sets a priority on His kingdom will being done. That's where the priority is at. This is why the prayer we need to pray, the best prayer we can pray, is for God's will, God's kingdom will, to be done. And His kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit comes at a cost. It comes at a cost. It had an original, real heavy price tag, and Jesus wrestled with that cost in Gethsemane. But He met the struggle with this ultimate prayer that we've been looking at. In verse 41 and 42, He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them and knelt down to pray, Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me. Yet not My will, but Yours be done. In His absolute authentic humanity, Jesus had a human will, and that human will did not want to drink that cup of sacrifice. He says, not My will. So what was His will? Please, I don't want to do it. And you have to say, wow, but that was Jesus' will. He didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to do it. Oh my, that puts a new light on thinking about Jesus. He knew He was going to do it. But at the real, when it came down to it in the Garden of Gethsemane, He really struggled. I just don't want to do it. But he also had a persistent habit of submitting to His Father's will in all things. We read for our meditation, I put this in there for our meditation, that Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on My own but speak just what the Father has taught Me. This choice that He made it before the Incarnation. It was foretold before the Incarnation in Hebrews 10, 5 through 7. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for Me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about Me in the scroll. I have come to do Your will, O God. That is amazing that this was written down. You've given Me a body, and I have come to do Your will with this body. And that was to go to the cross. So think about this really carefully. Think about this. The Son of God saved us only. He saved us only by becoming the obedient Son of Man and the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God. He saved us only by His will, choosing God's will. Hebrews 5, 7 through 9. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the One who could save Him from death. I think that happened in Gethsemane. And He was heard because of His reverent submission. Although He was a son, He learned obedience from what He suffered. And once made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him. He obeyed His Father, and it's because of that obedience we have salvation. These passages show us that Jesus had a obedient human will. His human will was obedient. And it was an authentic example of how we are to respond to God's kingdom will. We as humans are to do the same thing Jesus did. We're to follow Him in this. We are to obey the will, the kingdom will of God. His will was as human as ours. So follow me. It isn't just a legitimate call to us. It's also a doable call. It's a doable call for each and every one of us. Trading our own ideas and our own agendas for God's kingdom, it's not an easy task. It wasn't for Jesus. Jesus struggled with it, and so do we. But in His follow me, He implied a resource of gracious help, or it's implied there, because there's a sustaining power we see in this passage, verse 43 here. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. I've been dealing with weakness lately. I've been dealing with it more than I've ever dealt with it before. And I think maybe once in a while an angel comes, taps me on the shoulder, so I have strength. I think He's doing that for this message. But that an angel would have to come and strengthen the Lord and give Him some help in His struggle isn't just another proof that He was fully human, but it's a prophetic or a promising precedent. It's a precedent for us who also struggle with surrender. No angel can choose for us. No angel chooses God's will for us. But often we have weak wills that need to be strengthened. They need to be strengthened. And I think that was what was happening here. His will was being strengthened in this prayer that he made. And I praise God for verse 44. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Sometimes we may make a spur-of-the-moment decision to surrender to God's will. I mean, it just happens like that. Okay, I'm surrendering right now. But Christ's own example shows us that it can also be an excruciating process in time, a painful struggle that ends up being rightly resolved only by praying the best prayer to pray in response to God. And that best prayer is God's kingdom will to be done, not our own will. I often pray, and I often encourage others to pray, the last prayer in the Bible, "Even so, come Lord Jesus." Why? Because Christ's second coming will put an end to all the havoc, all the atrocities that have been perpetrated by sin and selfishness in the lives of people that are unsurrendered to the King of Kings. In the meantime, personally, in the meantime, there are crosses to bear for us. There are cups of suffering to drink. There are plans and dreams to give up in exchange for divine priorities and kingdom strategies. And that's where we must follow Jesus in praying the best prayer, "Not my will, but thine be done." So I want to conclude with a poem today. A poem that I wrote, maybe prophetically, in January the 2nd of this year, 2023. The best prayer. It's on your worship folder if you want to follow. "Heirs to marvels causing wonder, crafted infinitely well, we should logically be under duty's obligated spell to renounce our finite reason with its plans by folly spun, and pronounce this spring artesian Not my will, but thine be done. Majesty within creation lifts our downward gazing hearts to God's higher elevation, lofty realms of loving arts, where sweet miracles abounding draw us closer to His Son, who enjoins our tongues resounding, Not my will, but thine be done. Life is rife with deadly dangers as its yearly cycles pass. Loss and grief are never strangers while our sands flow through the glass. But God's comfort is time-tested, and His grace has just begun, when by faith we have requested, Not my will, but thine be done. When we've taken wrong directions, chosen willful ways to walk, darkly duped with foul infections from deceptive demon talk, safety's hope is still remaining, though the devil says there's none, if we pray without refraining, Not my will, but thine be done. Let's pray for closing the Lord's Prayer again one more time together. Let's do it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.